Welcome to the Sunday Sip. I'm Melissa Barclay. Joining me today is VMP Healthcare and Living Community, Stephanie Astorin, and also Executive Director of the Hunger Task Force, Sherry Tressler. Thank you so much for being here today. I think today we're going to talk about a really, really special event. The event is called Be the Light Luminary and Harvest Festival. It's on Thursday, October 20th. We'll get to all of that coming up, but I want each of you to tell me a little bit about your organization and what you do. We'll start with you, Stephanie. Tell me what VMP does.
Thank you very much for having us here today. I'm very excited to share a little bit about our event, but I'd first like to tell you a little bit about VMP Healthcare and Community Living, which is located in West Dallas, and we have been caring for our community for almost 100 years.
Wow.
And specifically, we're in the senior healthcare field, and we offer everything from independent living, assisted living, memory care, short-term rehab, ventilator care, and skilled nursing. So we not only care for our seniors in our community on our campus, but we also care a lot about the community, the larger community beyond our walls. So we are putting together an event called Be a Light. This will be the third year that we are holding this event, and we're very excited to share it with the community. It's a free event, and we will have well over 1,000 luminaries lighting up our campus.
Stephanie, tell me what your seniors mean to not only your organization, but the community around you.
Well, the seniors are at the heart of our community. We do everything for them, and they do everything for us, too. So it's a very reciprocal kind of relationship.
Sherry, I'm going to go ahead and ask you. We all know about the Hunger Task Force. The Hunger Task Force is a force in the community. But for people that may be listening that need to know exactly what you do, explain the big, big stuff that you do around southeastern Wisconsin and all of the state.
Sure. Hunger Task Force is a free and local food bank. We collect food and money, and we use it to purchase food, and we supply food pantries, soup kitchens, homeless shelters, and a lot of senior housing. And so that's a great connection for us.
Tell me what the pandemic was like for the Hunger Task Force. I remember the last time I talked to you, you said peanut butter was like the one thing that you really needed for people to bring to you. What has that been like working through a pandemic?
There was a lot of time spent outside in parking lots distributing food through the trunks of cars rather than being able to be with people. And so that was a lot of challenge for us. We really prefer to talk to people and to spend time understanding what their needs are rather than just gifting them the food. And so we're returning to what will be the new normal, and we're meeting people where they are. We still do have a few outdoor distributions, but most of the food pantries have reopened. Most of the senior centers are allowing us inside.
We are speaking with VMP Healthcare and Living Community, Stephanie Astorin, and Executive Director of Hunger Task Force, Sherry Tressler, on the Sunday Sip. We got to talk about this event. You mentioned it just a little while ago. It's called Be the Light Luminary and Harvest Festival. It's on Thursday, October 20th. We want people to come out here, get involved. It is from 4 until 7. I think the luminaries go until 8. Can you tell me how this festival or how this event got started?
Yes, I can. So not only are our residents important to us, but the larger community. We believe in seniors helping seniors. So we've been involved in a lot of outside projects as well. We sponsor the Boys of Summer Greater 65 and Greater Softball League. We work raising funds for the Alzheimer's Association, as well as partnering with the Milwaukee Rescue Mission for clothing drives. We also do a toy drive, and now we're so happy to partner with the Hunger Task Force at our Be a Light event on October 20th. The event was kind of born from our senior community club director. Her name is Jan Schneider. Mm-hmm. She's been with us for 35 years, and she was driving to work one day when she heard the song Be a Light by Thomas Rhett and Reba McEntire. And this was at the start of COVID. So this will be our third year. And so 3 years ago, we were saddened by what was going on, and it affected our community in many different ways. And we wanted to be a light to our community. So the song inspired the entire event. We have partnered with many organizations across West Dallas, including schools, businesses, churches, and we've asked everyone to make luminaries. So every luminary that participants will see are handcrafted by our residents, our staff, and the community. And we expect this year to have well over 1,500 luminaries light up our campus. We'll also have music. We'll have a Native American flute player. We'll also be having a bagpiper. So there's kind of going to be music, food, fun, and there'll be games for children as well.
And people need to drop off a non-perishable food item. Is that correct, Sherry?
Yes, we would love for them to bring a healthy, non-perishable food item. It could be fruit in its own juice. It mm-hmm. could be low-sodium vegetables. It could be that peanut butter, or it could be a snack for a kid.
These events are so important for both your communities. What's your goal for this event? I guess both of you.
Well, I'd like to see a whole lot of seniors as well as kids yeah. come out yeah. And have a ton of fun. So it's a fun food drive, and we want to thank you guys for organizing it. We look forward to attending.
Thank you. So not only will there be a lot of light, we also want to give back to the Hunger Task Force. What a wonderful organization, an important organization. We'll also be collecting food. There'll be a drop-off. Mm-hmm. There'll be boxes. We'll be collecting food starting October 5th, and we'll collect food through the following day, if possible. Last year, we collected 700 pounds
oh,
of
wow.
food.
That's great.
And this year, we want to double that for the Hunger Task Force, because we know that the Hunger Task Force help seniors in need as well.
So let's go through all the details to make sure people know exactly when it is, where it is. It's free to attend.
Yes.
That's important for people to know. And it's Be the Light Luminary and Harvest Festival. The date?
October 20th, which is a Thursday. It'll start at 4 o'clock. There'll be food for purchase. Please, please bring a non-perishable food item. I understand that low-sugar cereal is also something that you're looking for this year.
We'd love that.
Excellent. And the music will be essentially from about 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock. The Luminary Walk will go on until 8 o'clock. And we hope to see hundreds of people there. And, of course, we hope to see people bringing non-perishable food items
and
as well.
The location is at VMP. Can you give that address as well?
Yeah, that would be very important yes. to know. So we're located at 3023 South 84th Street. We're a triangle. Our block is actually not square. It's a triangle. It's between Beloit and Oklahoma Avenue.
Be the Light Luminary and Harvest Festival Thursday, October 20th at VMP Healthcare and Living Community in West Allis. Again, that address is 3023 South 84th Street in West Allis. Stephanie and Sherry, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
This has been the Sunday Sip.